Liam Witch goes to school. Little Witch was bored. There was nobody to play with, except her cat, Bow Wow, and her rat, Scrubby. And they were too bored. Little Witch went into the kitchen. There was Mother Witch making spaghetti and mouse balls. There was nobody to play with. Little Witch told Mother Witch, "Everybody is starting school today, except me. I'm bored. I miss my friends." "Good," said Mother Witch. "I like it when you complain. Go find a nasty and ungrouchy. Maybe they can teach you to be mean." "I'm not very good at being mean," said Little Witch. "Well, try harder," screamed Mother Witch. Aunt Nasty was on the roof with Aunt Grouchy. They were throwing smelly old eggs at the mailman. "You always bring junk," screamed Aunt Nasty. Little Witch felt sorry for him. She said a magic spell. "Soapy dopey, eggy free. You're as clean can be." Zap! The mailman was clean. "Party pooper," shrieked Aunt Grouchy. "Go away, Little Witch." Little Witch went back inside. "Aunt Grouchy told me to go away. What can I do now, Mother Witch?" Go find Cousin Dippy," said Mother Witch. "She is always doing something not good. Maybe you can help." Cousin Dippy was in the yard. The leaves are falling off the tree, so I'm taping them back on. Cousin Dippy didn't understand about fall. Little Witch whispered to Bow Wow, "The leaves are supposed to fall off." Little Witch went into the kitchen again. "Can I please go to school?" she begged. "No, and never say please," yelled Mother Witch. "What if I promise to be good?" asked the Little Witch. "You are already too good," screamed Mother Witch. "Okay," said Little Witch quietly. "What if I promise to be bad?" Mother Witch looked up. Her witchy eyes twinkled. "Deal," said Mother Witch. The next morning, Little Witch got ready for school. Aunt Grouchy and Aunt Nasty gave her a wormy apple for the teacher. Cousin Dippy gave her a box of crayons. Mother Witch gave her a lunch full of candy. "This will help your teeth rot," she said. "Remember to be bad. Don't make any new friends. And don't learn anything." "I'll try, Mother Witch," said Little Witch. "See you later, everybody." When Little Witch got to school, she saw her friends, Millie, Sam, and Marcus. "Here I am," said Little Witch. The teacher's name with Miss Brooks. She was shocked to see Little Witch in her classroom, but she was very polite. "We have a new student today," she told the class. "Can you tell her your names?" One by one, everyone said their names. "Why are you dressed as a witch, dear?" asked Miss Brooks. She looked worried. "Because I am a witch," said the witch proudly. "But there are no real witches," said Miss Brooks. "Oh, yes, they are," cried Millie. "Show her, little witch." The little witch said a magic spell. "Flippity-dippity, witches, watch me fly around this room." Little witch flew around and around the classroom. Miss Brooks gasped. She had never seen a real witch before. "That's amazing," cried Cherry. "Can you teach us to fly too?" "What?" shrieked Miss Brooks. "Don't worry," said Little Witch. "I will take everyone for a ride at the school. School is much more fun than flying." Miss Brooks was very relieved to hear that. "Here's an apple for you, Miss Brooks," said the witch. Suddenly the worms popped out. Miss Brooks screamed. "I'll fix it in a jiffy," said the witch. She said these magic words: "Jumping monkey, stinker rooster, bruiser. This old apple is a loser. Poof, the wormy apple was gone. In its place was a banana. "I hope you like bananas," said the witch. Little witch looked around the classroom. Each child had a cubby to put things in. "This cubby is yours," Miss Brooks told Little Witch. "Wow," said Little Witch. "I never had a cubby before, and I never had a little witch before. Little witch in my classroom before," said Miss Brooks. "You do now," said Little Witch happily. "Everyone sit in a circle," said Miss Brooks. "Whose job is it to feed the fish today?" "Cherry and Mary," said Marcus. "They like to do things together," he told the witch. "What will my job be?" asked the little witch. "You may clean up the floor after art class," said Miss Brooks. "Thank you," cried the witch. "I love to clean up." Art came next. Miss Brooks let everyone draw pictures. Little witch used her crayons from Cousin Dippy. But something was not right. Oh dear. The blue one draws in green. The green one draws in purple. The yellow one draws in blue. They're all mixed up. Just like Cousin Dippy. "I'll trade you," said Willie. When it was time to clean up, Little Witch said some magic words. Ickity, stickity, messy floor. You're as clean as you were before. Poof, the floor was clean. Everyone clapped, even Miss Brooks. After art, it was time to eat lunch. Look what the little witch has in her lunchbox, cried Mary. It's candy, cried Cherry. Yes, said Little Witch Sally. Mother Witch always gives me candy for lunch.
Let's trade, said Cherry. If you give us your candy, we will give each.
Landed in front of Little Witch's house.
the porch. "Who are all these children?" said Mother Witch. "These are my friends from school," said Little Witch. "I told you not to make any friends," screamed Mother Witch. "Send them home and go to bed." Little Witch said a spell. "Snuggly, wuggly, sleepy head. Zap my friends into their beds." Poof, her friends were gone. Little Witch felt very sad. Mother Witch came into Little Witch's room. Little Witch hid under the covers. "You broke your promise," said Mother Witch. "I know," said Little Witch. "It's bad to break a promise," said Mother Witch. "I know," said Little Witch. Then Mother Witch smiled and said, "You see, you were bad after all. I'm proud of you, Little Witch." Mother Witch hugged Little Witch. "Good night," said Mother Witch. "I hope you have lots of bad dreams." But Little Witch had good dreams all night about her wonderful day at school.